Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we have our third and final visit to the unlikely places where the Reformation took hold. And our third destination is Brașov, Transylvania, or Romania. And actually, in German, it's known as Kronstadt. So you could call it Brașov, Romania, or Kronstadt, Transylvania, or any combination thereof. The story of the Reformation here has Johannes Hunturus playing the lead role. Hunturus is also sometimes simply known as Hunter. He was born in 1498, and he died in 1549. He left behind a book with a very straightforward title, The Reformation Booklet for Kronstadt. It was about the Reformation, as the title says. It was a booklet, as the title says. And the audience of this booklet was the people of Kronstadt, as the title says. Well, who was he? Well, he was famous enough in Romania that in 2007, he appeared on a stamp. He first studied at Vienna, and then he had to go to Regensburg. It had something to do with an invasion of that city. And then he ended up at Basel. Basel, of course, was a famous Reformation city. This was the home of none other than Johannes Ecolampadius, one of the most brilliant Old Testament scholars, probably of the entire Reformation. Luther said he owed everything he knew about understanding the Old Testament to Ecolampadius. Basel was also a great printing center. This is where Erasmus published his Greek text with the Greek on one side and the Latin on the other side because the printers at Basel were among the best in the business. Well, in addition to being a churchman and a scholar, our friend Johannes Hunturus was also a cartographer. In the few years that he was in Basel, he not only learned theology and learned biblical studies, he also applied his skills as a cartographer, published a few celestial maps, and what has come to be a very famous map, the first map of Transylvania. Well, in 1533, he went home to Brașov, and there he set about bringing the Reformation. The first thing he did was set up a printing press. He had learned much while he was in Basel, and so he set up a printing press that would roll these books off of the press and promote the Reformation. He also established a school that is functioning to this day. In fact, it's one of the landmarks of this town, this city of Brașov in Romania. He was also entrepreneurial. He helped establish a paper mill that not only supplied paper for the press there at Brașov, but supplied paper to other printing presses popping up all along Eastern Europe. In addition to publishing these Reformation books and hymnals, he also helped publish Bibles, of course, and he published what may very well have been the first geography textbook. He called it Rudimento Cosmographica. He actually wrote it in rhyme so that he could help students remember their geography. It consisted of 13 maps, which altogether represented the known world at the time. Hunturus was not alone in his Reformation efforts. He was joined. One person in particular was Valentus Wagner. He had studied at Wittenberg, especially under Melanchthon. He was a total scholar in Greek, and he actually wrote books in Greek, not just about Greek, but he wrote in Greek. But sadly, Wagner never fully embraced the doctrines of the Reformation. He didn't quite articulate justification by faith alone. He believed that it was faith and a virtuous life that would get us to heaven. Well, Hunturus didn't agree with that. He believed in that wonderful Reformation principle of justification by faith alone, and he brought that to the people of Brașov, Transylvania. And he did it in the 16th century. And that concludes our tour of unlikely cities of the Reformation. I'm Steve Nichols. And thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. I see we have a little bit of time left, so here's a quote from that pre-Reformation reformer, John Huss. "Hence, neither is the Pope the head, nor are the cardinals the whole body of the Holy Universal Catholic Church. For Christ alone is the head of that church, and his predestined are the body, and each is a member."